So to start, Jennifer, could you tell me a little bit about your backstory? How did you come to create Feet Forward?
So I was homeless in this community for 4.5 years and received some housing assistance from the state. So I was really struggling with this sense of loyalty because the in-house community, you know, they're a community of their own, right? They live in this place with a lot of unwelcoming spaces. And there were many nights I wasn't sure I was going to make it. I remember sleeping in a dog pile, for example, with like 4 or 5 people and 1 or 2 blankets, and just doing that to sustain body heat and wishing for the best. And so I had to struggle with that almost sort of survivor's guilt, because I'm in this apartment now where I could essentially bring 40 people comfortably to sleep on my floor while it's freezing out. I struggled with that. And so my response was, if I do that, I'm quite likely not going to keep my house. And so what can I do to give back to this community? And so I started to collect funds. I started to collect socks under an initiative called Save a Toe. And I started to do very intentional types of outreach. So this is our first fiscal year. And a lot has happened. But I mean, while I was out passing out socks in 2018, and I kept looking around. 2018, 2019, I kept looking around saying, where is everybody? Where are all these outreach people? And you know what? No one was coming. Like, literally no one was coming. But I thought, you know what? I'll do it. And so I've been doing it ever since.
So deaths of people who are unhoused have gone up in the last couple of years, especially in Boulder, but also in Denver. Do you have any idea why we're seeing a spike in these numbers?
Well, yeah. So if you look at our historically, okay, in the recent past, we lost significant spaces for people to sleep inside in inclement weather here. So that's definitely one contributing factor. The other contributing factor is if you are unhoused in this community and you are trying to access emergency care for true emergencies, but I can share with you my experience when I had frostbite. So, you know, I was a big drinker when I was homeless. And so I'd been halted the detox. And so I got inside. I had zero idea I had frostbite. Just thought I was cold. But I learned that I had frostbite. And so the detox staff were like, you need to go to the emergency room. And I'm like, yeah. So I went. And they knew who I was because, number one, I was an alcoholic. So I had a history there, but I was also had a history of being homeless. And so I get in there and they look at my foot and they tell me that I need to keep my foot elevated. And then they released me without medication, without any follow-up treatment, and sent me back to the detox. I stayed in the detox for about 10 days and kept my foot elevated. And it was only me going to Fort Lyon and being able to connect with specialists in Pueblo that saved my foot. So if I look at anyone who's homeless and they really need medical care, I can't imagine what that experience would look like.
So tell me about National Homeless Day. Is there someone in particular you'll be remembering?
Yes, my friends. So for example, I lost Stephen McMillian. And his name on the street was Mobley. And so when I think of him, I think about seeing him the first time I met him almost a decade ago and him whizzing around on a skateboard. And then I think about him with his best friend, his dog Buddy, and how he was always very caring and always concerned about everyone. And how the last message I have with him through Facebook Messenger is him asking me if I need any other information required for housing.
Jennifer Livovich is executive director at Feet Forward, a homeless outreach nonprofit in Boulder. She and other community partners will gather today at 4 p.m. at Boulder's Bandshell to honor the members of Boulder's unhoused community who died this year. Jennifer, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.